Offshore accounts exposed.
The files are over more than 40 years.
Who will win Wisconsin?
The last chance for a while to put a dent into Donald Trump's lead.
Amtrak derailment investigation.
How did this happen?
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, international heads of state and the rich and famous are in an uncomfortable spotlight this morning. Their names and details of their financial dealings are out in the open now that millions of files belonging to a law firm in Panama have been leaked. We're live with CBS's Vicky Barker.
An international consortium of investigative journalists has spent a year analyzing more than 11 million leaked documents, showing how the firm Mossack Fonseca helped its clients hide their money, often under other people's names. Consortium Director Gerard Ryle.
They go right up to the end of 2015, so we're actually seeing in real time how they adjust and how they keep this whole secrecy going.
Anti-corruption campaigner Robert Palmer.
Some of it won't be illegal, but if it's money laundering, if it's sanctions busting, if it's tax evasion, that is definitely illegal.
The firm acknowledges the documents are genuine, but insists it's done nothing wrong. At least four countries already acting on the revelations, but Russia's dismissed as disinformation reports of a $2 billion offshore account linked to President Putin's inner circle. No word on any high-profile American account holders so far. Steve?
Well, the road to the White House runs through Wisconsin this week, and there's a pitched battle for the state in both parties. A CBS News Battleground Tracker poll shows Ted Cruz with a 6-point lead over Donald Trump on the Republican side. Cruz stumped last night in Eau Claire, Wisconsin.
Nominating Trump elects Hillary. Hillary beats Donald by double digits.
On Fox News, Trump, who's trying to lock up the delegates he needs before the GOP convention, called on John Kasich to get out of the race.
Frankly, Kasich right now he's got one win and 29 losses, and he shouldn't even be in it.
And CBS News political director John Dickerson says the Wisconsin delegate math could be crucial.
It'll matter not just who wins Wisconsin, but how they win. If Ted Cruz beats him, does Ted Cruz get all 42 delegates, or does he get some smaller number? That's crucial, of course, because the 1,237 delegates Trump would need to get the nomination, that's the key number to pay attention to. So if he lost, makes it harder for him to get to that number before Cleveland.
Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders are in a tight race in Wisconsin, and CBS's Nancy Cordes says the campaigns are in a tug of war over debates.
The Sanders camp says Clinton's trying to avoid a big audience by proposing a debate tonight during the NCAA championship or next week in the morning. The Clinton camp says they've offered multiple debates, but that Sanders is the one who's holding out to stir up trouble.
Amtrak says there could be some delays today as the rail line runs a normal schedule after yesterday's derailment outside Philadelphia. A train from New York to Savannah, Georgia, hit a backhoe that was on the tracks. The operator of it and an Amtrak supervisor were killed. 30 people on the train were hurt. CBS News transportation correspondent Chris Van Cleve.
The big question that we want to know is why was that backhoe in the same place as that train, as the train was coming through? You know, pretty much every transit agency in the country does track work in the early morning hours on weekends, but, you know, they're not supposed to be on the same track or in such a close vicinity. So the communication that went into that happening is one of the many things the NTSB is now going to be focusing on.
Well, tens of thousands are still without power in the Northeast after weekend storms that featured strong winds, hail, and in some places snow. A vacant house flew off its pilings in Queens, New York.
I heard a big loud crash, and then my mom went downstairs and looked out the window and says, like, oh, my God, the neighbor's house fell down on us.
In all, officials say more than 300 trees came down in New York City alone. More snow is in the forecast today for parts of northern Michigan, upstate New York, and New England. A boat with more than 130 migrants who fled to Greece has now arrived in Turkey. It's part of a European Union deal that's designed to stem migration. Reporter Alex Rossi of Britain's Sky News.
The non-Syrians will be taken to detention centers, and they will be deported. Now, in terms of the Syrian migrants, refugees, they will be sent to refugee camps on the Syrian-Turkish border.
The U.S. Navy reveals it seized a weapons shipment in the Arabian Sea 8 days ago. It was from Iran and likely headed to Yemen. California's governor signs a bill today that will raise the state's minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2022. New York's governor signs a wage increase measure today that also includes paid family leave. Alaska Air is buying Virgin America for more than $2 billion. The move's expected to boost the airline's West Coast presence. When it comes to all airlines, a new report finds complaints have soared, hitting a 15-year high.
Customer complaints got dramatically higher this year. It went up almost 40%. And that's very troubling.
Dean Headley at Wichita State University says most of the grumbling is over cancellations and delays. On-time performance in the report did improve. Retired American soccer star Abby Wambach has apologized to fans for her DUI arrest in Portland, Oregon over the weekend. One of her sponsors, the carmaker Mini, has pulled TV ads that feature her. North Carolina and Villanova square off tonight for college basketball's national championship. CBS's Steve Futterman is in Houston.
North Carolina's Roy Williams has a chance to become only the sixth coach to win a third national championship. Among those who have previously accomplished the feat, some of the all-time legends, John Wooden and Mike Krzyzewski. Pretty big names, says Williams.
That's company that is off the charts.
Villanova coach Jay Wright is trying to win his first title.
If we go out there and we play Villanova basketball, we'll be proud.
North Carolina is a slight favorite. Steve Futterman, CBS News at the national championship game in Houston.
UConn and Syracuse won big yesterday to advance to the women's title game set for tomorrow night in Indianapolis. With the season getting underway, the average Major League Baseball salary is now close to $4.4 million. That's up more than 4% over last year. A record 127 players are earning $10 million or more. At the Academy of Country Music Awards on CBS,
Entertainer of the Year is Jason Aldean.
Jason Aldean won the top award for the first time after several years of nominations, but the night belonged to Chris Stapleton. He won six awards, including Song of the Year for Nobody to Blame. Well, check the calendar. Today is not just any day. Just ask any mathematician or CBS's Sam Litzinger.
April 4th, 2016 can also be written 4416. You with me so far? Okay, that means today is square root day when the first two digits in the date are the square root of the last two digits. This happens rarely, so people like Ron Gordon are excited. He's a retired math teacher who had a eureka moment decades ago.
The first one I did was 9981, and a week before I was just writing the date actually on a check, and I don't write the number on a check. I wrote out September, when you know, and I go, wait a minute, next week it's going to be 9981.
Thus was square root day born. Personally, I'm looking forward to celebrating Pythagorean Theorem Day, although I don't understand that one either. Sam Litzinger, CBS News.
How about these numbers at the box office? The Batman vs. Superman movie took in more than $52 million over the weekend to take the top spot, but audience levels were down 68% from opening weekend. And that's the CBS World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.